My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
It is below the belt, but it's not any below the belt. This is a special one, Sean, because we welcome the reigning G-bag of the day champion live from Oxnard, Brian Bruns. Yeah, let's listen to what won him G-bag of the day. Sean, where did you come down after listening to our conversation?
I thought that...
This is going to be fun. I was thinking you two need to fight more on these shows.
I was hoping the fight was not very strong. I was hoping the fight was worse. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, exactly. You were hoping that you'd have to talk to me and go, hey, I'm thinking about posting this. What do you think? What do you think? I'm thinking about for the ratings here.
Yeah.
If you and Bobby would like him, if you met with each other and like hit each other in the face, that would be better. I'm cooking a brisket. What do you think?
Oh,
I'm using my thermopin and some foil.
Send this over for G-bag of the day.
I'm making a boat out of the foil. I'm making beef tallow while I'm doing it.
Wow!
Use the beef tallow from some beef stroganoff. I'm thinking about later. Who you liking at quarterback, Bobby? I hate everybody you like anyway. Sometimes you're a little bitch when it comes to this stuff.
We welcome the G-bag of the day, Brian Broaddus, who you cut Sean deep. Not since Trayvon Diggs jumped in his DMs and said, you weird for that, has Sean felt so personally attacked.
You know what? I love you, Sean. I really, really do. Everybody's like, man, you made that really personal.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, well, that's,
oh, no.
you know, that's
we
how we
bust
act.
Balls. We go aggressive.
We go really aggressive there. But no, and like, everyone's like, gosh, dang, why do you, man, that was pretty harsh. You can tell that you really don't like Sean. And I'm like, you guys don't know the half of it here.
Yeah.
But no, I
I prefer to bust balls and slightly get offended than patty cake. You know how I am.
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking that. I was
you got
like
a lot
going,
of feedback on that, though. You got a lot of props and praise all damn day long. I was seeing all that praise for you.
You know what? It was, I went into character, but I just started thinking about all those conversations that you and I had.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to bring them all up. I'm sorry. I did that on the air.
And
but,
I said, you know what? I said earlier, I said, you know, after Bobby, who hits me up the most, when I talk ratings with the most in this damn building, is this fool right there.
Cool.
And then for ratings.
Nobody cares. More, yeah, you and I care more about this than anybody. We take this as personal right now.
Yes.
We really do.
Yes, and then in terms of you doing anything for ratings, I said we're not the show blending up cottage cheese and pepperoni in order to do that. So keep that in mind. But all love. Don't even have to explain it. That's the way brothers
act. Look, you should be concerned if I'm not busting your balls. Because if I'm not, that means I don't like you.
Yep.
I don't want you to feel like you're part of the club. That's the whole idea. Brian, you said something really interesting last night on Love of the Star while we were recording.
Where
we were talking about how the Cowboys are going to cut this down, what their tackle depth looks like. And you had an interesting note about TJ Bass.
Yeah, we were going through the mock game yesterday,
And, you know, the guys line up at different spots and things like that. And you're just kind of, you know, I'm just watching the practice. I mean, they're letting us watch, so I'm going to report what I see. But they were running TJ Bass with the first offense some at the tackle spot. They were filling him in. So he was, not only was he, you know, he normally plays guard for you, but they were working him a little bit at tackle. And they might be a little bit concerned about their tackle depth going in. Maybe they don't feel like, well, okay, you've got the potential of Ball, who actually has had a really good camp playing guard, and, you know, the tackle spot. I mean, he survived it out there in that Raiders game the other day. But they might be thinking about, okay, who else can we cross train? And TJ Bass has played tackle at Oregon. So, this might be something that they're looking towards in the future, of maybe continue to work with him and kind of see. Or they might be trying to think about how they're going to get through this game on Saturday, because now you're to the point where they had to play, well, let's go the whole game at right tackle. So maybe they're thinking about, well, is there somebody else that we can put outside and maybe help and get us through this game?
Brian Broaddus joins us here, and Brian Broaddus is brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Brian, I was thinking about this last night a little bit. I'm going to set the over-under at 2.5. 2.5 is the number. Over-under on the number of players that will be on this roster for week one that are not here right now.
I think you would say, I would say the, man, I was going to put it at 2. So you went 2.5, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll go the under on that. I think they're looking at guys. I think they're clearly looking at some players here. I think they're clearly looking at some positions. I just appreciate the fact that they were watching their team here the last 4 weeks, and they just didn't sit here and stand pat. You know, I mean, you understand what they had to do with the Sam Williams injury, but for them to add defensive tackles, for them to add corners, for them to add edges, you know, linebackers, they really were trying to help their team the best they could. And it wasn't just guys like off the street. It was like veteran guys that have had experience playing. Sometimes you get the, oh, well, let's go get this guy who has no experience, this, that, and the other. And no, they went for guys that have actually played in games. So I give them a little bit of a, I give them some credit, but they're definitely hunting some positions here.
Brian Broaddus here on the D&M Leasing Hotline, 105.3 The Fan. The observations of Mike Zimmer, his defense, his differences. What has jumped out to you with Zim?
I really do appreciate how he's allowed Al Harris to grow as a coach. And Al handles the secondary, and Al's done a really nice job with the secondary. You could see the buy-in. The young guys, they're not far from being perfect. We all understand that. But, you know, for them to now get Diggs back, Bland, the safeties, I mean, there's some buy-in from these guys. And the young guys are battling for spots. That's a position I think that's still open, the cornerback spot, maybe that last cornerback spot. But I've been real impressed with Mike allowing him to grow as a coach. The buy-in from the players has been really, really cool to see. You talk to the offensive players and coaches at camp, they'll tell you all the disguise and all that stuff is real. It's made Dak and Cooper Rush and Trey Lance have to really work during practice to try and find guys, you know, that are open. So I just feel like that Mike is not going to – what we saw in the Green Bay game was really unfortunate, and maybe it was a one-off, but there was a lot of busts, and there was a lot of guys running open, and there were a lot of problems. I was encouraging the other day, even though it was a big run during the game, they had a deal where Rodgers, the nose, he fills, Leofau fills, and then you get, you know, the over-the-top linebacker, you know, and if the over-the-top linebacker got there, then, you know, it's going to be a gain of one or two. And I was sitting there thinking,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You know, I was thinking Willie Harvey. If Willie Harvey gets there, you know, it's a gain of one or two. And I was thinking, okay, that's going to look good when, you know, when you get Overshown in there or Clark in there or Kendricks in there. You know, you talk about run defense. That seems to be on everybody's mind. How's Dallas going to play run defense? You better buckle up in week one. You're going to find out real quick how you're going to play run defense with that crew you're about to play. So just the attention to detail, the allowing the coaches, the growth of some of these coaches, I think is what I've really, really taken from this training camp.
Good answer. Is he barking as much as we all heard?
Not at all. Not at all. It's Jeff Zagina's the guy, the defensive line coach. He's the one that gets in everybody's face. It's funny with Mike. I know everybody came in here thinking that we were going to hear a lot of F-bombs, you know, from across the field and stuff. It really hasn't been that way. When they make a mistake, usually if it happens in the secondary, him and Al Harris will walk over to whoever it is and they'll kind of talk it through. But there's no, you know, there's no – now, we'll get to regular season and see what happens. Mike is on the sidelines. You know, remember Dan Quinn was upstairs. So I'm sure we'll have the camera on Mike in weeks one, two, three, maybe the whole season if something were to happen. I'm sure Mike will do what he has to do to get that – get him going the right direction.
Is Overshown okay?
Yeah, they're talking about a bruise here is what we're dealing with, and you know, I'm in his on his leg, so that's something that he's trying to kind of work through right now. There, you know, him, Clark, you know, he's dealing with a little bit of a sprained knee. Hopefully, all these things will be okay. They need those kids to play. They don't need to get it going to the season, you know, not being healthy at linebacker. That was one of the things last year, I think, that really kind of held them back in some ways. They need all these guys to be available and be ready to play. But, you know, we'll see. Like I said, those guys, when we were doing mock game yesterday, were with Britt Brown, you know, on the courts doing their work.
Brian, when you look at going to get a running back for this roster or potentially another defensive lineman, if you're talking about going out into the trade market to get one instead of the waiver wire, you're either going to have to trade away some depth or you're going to have to trade away a draft pick. Which would you be more willing to part with to go get that running back or that defensive tackle? Would you rather part with a TJ Bass or potentially a fifth round pick?
Well, I kind of feel like I'm going to need TJ Bass, and I'm not thinking about TJ Bass like I talked about earlier in the segment where, you know, he's going to play tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about TJ Bass if something happens. I don't think they're very deep at offensive tackle. So my ace in the hole, and I know people hate when I say this, is that you the potential to move Tyler Smith from guard to tackle is always something that you could play with. And then so I'm going to need TJ Bass to be a starter there. BB, somebody's got to be that guy that's going to play. So I worry about giving up offensive line depth. If somebody wants one of these receivers – or somebody wants, you know, maybe one of these safeties, I would consider that. But I don't really want to give up much. If I have to give up a compensatory five, and most of these general managers are former scouts, so they kind of like give me picks kind of guys. They don't think about the big picture always with just the player. You know, how can the player help me now? They're like, oh, give me the fifth round pick so, you know, I can look really smart and, you know, in April. So if you can get away with giving away a compensatory, you know, pick or a pick that you have, I think I would much rather do that.
All right, last one here, Brian. August 20th, we know the Wooly Bully Top 10. He always has a national whatever day. Today is National Radio Day. Oh. So I'd just like you to say on the record for everyone listening, who is your favorite Maryland-born radio host who hosts
Sean
a show?
Sean Sharif, without a doubt.
Easy.
Without
easy
a doubt.
Money.
Yeah.
The
easy,
man.
Easy,
we don't, I don't need the makeup of broadest. You need the makeup
we
of
made up last night.
Oh,
we're good.
Oh,
we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, if, you know, if you, yeah, you watched, yeah, we wasted 8 minutes of Love of the Star, like, kissing each other's ass. So that, you know, that was a, that's something that's 8 minutes you'll never get back. So just, if you're listening, just go past that first 8 minutes, and then Bobby starts asking legitimate questions.
The man who is dominating our YouTube view count from Oxnard, California.
Brian, I cooked it a brisket. What do you think?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, boys. I'll see you one final time tomorrow, and then we're back in Dallas. But I can't thank you guys enough for everything you've allowed me to do out here, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you so much,
thank
YouTube.
You,
Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Enough of being nice. What else did the G-Bag Nation say about the most toxic show at the Fan? Final hour, Tolo Tuesday next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.